The Prayer Life by Andrew Murray, Chapter 18. This is the epilogue. It's the last section of the book, being read by Peter John Parisi, also known as Brian Dean. None of my audios are copyrighted. Please feel free to make as many copies as you desire to the glory of God. Epilogue. A single word to the reader concerning the disposition of mind to which this book appeals. It is not enough that one should understand and appropriate the thought of the writer, and then rejoice because of the new insight he has obtained and the pleasure which knowledge has brought. There is something else which is of great importance. I must surrender myself to the truth so that I shall be ready with an undivided will immediately to perform all that I shall learn to be God's will. In a book such as this, dealing with the life of prayer and hidden fellowship with God, it is indispensable that we should be prepared to receive and obey all that we see to be according to the word and the will of God. Where this disposition is lacking, knowledge only serves to make the heart less capable of receiving fuller life. Satan endeavors to become master of the Christian's inner chamber because he knows that if there has been unfaithfulness in prayer, the testimony will bring but little loss to his kingdom. Spiritual power to lead the unsaved to the Lord or to bring up the children of God will not be experienced under it. Persevering prayer, though through which alone this power comes, has been lacking. The great living question has been before many. Shall we really set ourselves to win back again the weapon of believing prayer which Satan has, in a measure, taken away from us? Let us set before ourselves the serious importance of this conflict. As far as each minister is concerned, everything depends on whether or not he is a man of prayer. One who, in the inner chamber, must be clothed each day with power from on high. We, in common with the church throughout the whole world, have to complain that prayer has not the place in our service of God that it ought to have, according to the will and promise of God, and according to the need of minister and congregation and church. The public consecration which many a believer has been led to make of himself at conferences is not an easy thing, and even when the step is taken, old custom and the power of the flesh will tend to bring it to naught. The power of faith is not yet vigorous. It will cost strife and sacrifice to conquer the devil in the name of Christ. Our churches are the battlefield where Satan will bring forth all his power to prevent us from becoming men of prayer, powerful in the Lord to obtain the victory in heaven and on earth. How much depends on this for ourselves, for our congregations, and for the kingdom. Do not be surprised if I say that it is with fear and trembling, and not without much prayer, that I have written what I trust will help to encourage the brethren in the conflict. It is with a feeling of deep unworthiness that I venture to offer myself as a guide to the inner chamber, which is the way to holiness and to fellowship with God. Do not wonder that I have asked the Lord that he would give this book a place in some inner chambers, and that he may assist the reader so that, as he sees what God's will is, he may immediately give himself up to the doing of it. In war, everything depends on each soldier being obedient to the word of command, even though it cost him his life. In our strife with Satan, we shall not conquer unless each one of us holds himself ready, even in the reading of this simple book, to say from the heart, what God says I will do, and if I see that anything is according to his will, I will immediately receive it and act upon it. Do not wonder that I have written this testimony to remind the brethren that everything depends on the spirit of surrender to immediate obedience, in which we read all that is said according to the word of God. God grant that, in his great grace, this book may prove a bond of fellowship by which we may think of and help one another and strengthen each other for the conflict in prayer, by which the enemy may be overcome and the life of God may be gloriously revealed. End of the book, The Prayer Life by Andrew Murray. Having been read by Peter John Parisi, also known as Brian Dean, none of my audios are copyrighted. Please feel free to make as many copies as you desire. More audio books done by chapters. can be listened to on www.archive.org. That's www.archive.org under the School of Prayer. Also can be heard on www.sermonaudio.com. That's www.sermonaudio.com. www.sermonaudio.com under the School of Prayer.